ED.
Thank you. I want to thank the organizer for inviting me to give me this chance. So let me first acknowledge collaborators, Seppin Ning from my colleague and also our student. I will focus on the numeric method, especially the development of DMRG. I want to talk about the intrinsic bias for the DMRG method for excited states. It's not controlled by one parameter. Then we'll talk about our modification to overcome this bias. Then I'll show you the results for the MBR phase. Of course, the DMRG can only work for the inside the MBR phase. Then it becomes harder as an accurate method when you go to a transition region. So the last part of my talk, I try to address and discuss open issues. One is based on exact and DMRG combination. We are going to talk about the critical region where the finite size effect is very important. Then we'll also present results based on DMRG calculation, which try to address where is the mobility age. So let me first briefly then remind you about exact diagonalization results for the spin 1/2 Heisenberg model in the random field, where very robust exact diagonalizations up to system size 22 establish a phase diagram based on many different quantities. All those quantities in that range of system size show very good scanning behavior. The phase diagram here has a critical HC depend on energy density. 0.5 is the middle of the energy band, and 0.2 is near the band edge. So the transition critical point depends on HC, and critical HC is around 3.5 in the middle of the band. If you go to around 3, you see the MBR phase in the lower energy range and the ergodic phase in the higher energy range. Then there are other calculations, in particular, there's linked cluster expansion, which approach the problem from thermodynamic limit. It cannot determine the transition point, but it gives an estimate for the lower bound of transition, which is 4.5. So the difference is not that big, but the real important question is if the system are in the scanning region for the system size accessible by exact calculation. So there are also other models. Let me just focus on two open issues. One is the transition point and also the phase transition. The other one is about mobility age. Some of you heard from this morning talk, and also some other studies suggest that there is no mobility age. You can only go into MBR phase by disorder-driven dynamic phase transition. But numerical calculation seems to suggest that there is a finite mobility age. I believe those open issues may be able to resolve or with improved understanding based on larger system calculations. So MBR phase has no entanglement. There are a lot of theoretical and numerical developments used as property, try to assess the larger system using MPS or DMRG approach. I want to, in particular, mention those two very recent work by Kahamani et al. And also Yu et al. They demonstrated that you can obtain accurate excited states using DMRG approach for larger system. So here it says compare the energy spectrum with the exact calculation. You can obtain all those energy spectra, but in this calculation, you send in different product state one by one. So you do many of those calculation, then you match up to all those ED results for small size. And for larger size, that both work show the SZ for one side, which can give you the signature of violating of the summarization. Indeed, those two results for one disorder configuration show that the SZ are polarized for most of those eigenstates. So between plus and minus 0.5 for SZ, that shows the sigma z, which is 1. Here is SZ around 0.5. But those are two configuration, right? Here they show the distribution of entanglement entropy for system size L equals 10. And so far they are, so this is a nice comparison with the exact diagonalization. The distribution for exact calculation is the blue line. Then the two DMRG methods are used that give something with a small systematic deviation. Maybe that's from statistical error, but here it's not accurate enough to claim that's the exact method for statistics. And I also think, because we are doing the similar calculation at the same time, I think those work haven't tried to address the issue of quantum statistics using DMRG for large system. So let me talk about our DMRG method. So it's a very tiny modification from the Stieg-Weitz original DMRG method for ground state. However, when you try to do the DMRG method for excited states, given a target energy, there are so many excited states. DMRG is going to select one or select one by one. So each time you get one. So that's just like a big ball of candy which is an open box. So the kid will try to get whatever they like. It's not going to pick up one according to the statistics. So what DMRG like? We are not so sure, but DMRG does not like product state, like one configuration, because you have to use initial state to exactly match that one eigenstate, one product state. And the DMRG does not like the very mechanic-like state with very large bound dimension. When you try to improve that state, because there are so many other possibilities, DMRG will drop that state and change to other states. So I would say the DMRG for excited states have this tendency to be biased. They try to find whatever they like. So we put a lot of controls for this method. It's all very reasonable control. First, when you do initialization, you should use a relatively large bound dimension. You don't want to use one configuration product state. Then secondly, when you do the sweeping, you can increase M, but you only do that when you find out the DMRG match up to a state which has a larger bound dimension. So you try to match up to whatever initial was seen by DMRG. And also you do not stick to targeting one state. Sometimes you try to target more than one state. And because the bound dimension we show you need to be relatively large, we use the nonce to do the diagonalization for the truncated and Hamiltonian. And we need to make sure the eigenstate we get is the common eigenstate for the square Hamiltonian with target energy ET and also original Hamiltonian. This is because when you do DMRG, you are doing some approximation. If you only do square Hamiltonian, you are very likely to get superposition state. Then we also want to have a truncation error, which is automatically controlled. That means if DMRG randomly picks up a state which requires a larger band dimension, we automatically increase that band dimension. So here is part of the benchmark results. We show that for large system deep inside the MBR phase, the variance of energy is around 10 minus 10. We can improve that, but one of the bias will come from when you improving the accuracy, because you try to drop a lot of states which has high entropy. So we show if you just keep this moderate variance, the entanglement entropy is completely converged. The entanglement entropy in our method can be converged after a few initial sweep. Then for the system size n equals 18, still deep in the MBR phase, we use the exact diagonalization to obtain the energy eigenstate in the middle of energy band for one disorder configuration. It turns out there are 36 eigenstates. Then for DMRG calculation, we have to do a lot of configuration calculations because to match up to those 36 states, because you hit different random states with different frequency. Indeed, DMRG still has some bias. They like certain states. They do not like to pick all the states with equal probability. And with that being said, I want to say the target state we obtain are very accurate. The energy the energy difference is around 10 minus 9. And the entropy match up to each other precisely. So, yes.
So, since you're working with H minus E squared, all the gaps that are in the original Hamiltonian are getting squared.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, if you do the exact diagonalization, use non-source, you can never converge any eigenstate, even for system size equals 18. But for DMRG, it's you drop off all those basis states, which supposedly associated with excited state around your target state. So you only keep the basis state for one target state, which the DMRG capture. So DMRG method enlarge the energy gap. So reduce density eigenstates as the basis state. So you throw out a lot of things which makes the energy gap very large, reasonably large. So here we want to show the statistics results for the DMRG for random disorder configuration. Here for 100 disorder configuration, we show SZ average. That is a random distribution. And here is the probability density for the SZ for one site in the middle of a system. And it has this peak at plus and minus 0.5, but you also have a small probability for the SZ expectation value to be zero. And I showed that n equals 18 for exact diagonalization and also DMRG results. They are completely on top of each other. So here we just do around maybe 30,000 configurations. For each configuration, we just choose one state for DMRG because that's the most convenient one. If you try to, for one target energy, if you try to take 100 state, it's very difficult. You have to make sure all those 100 state are different. So you choose the samples are different from ED, but the probability distribution are near identical within the other bar. Then we also do the probability distribution for entanglement entropy. And the CR n equals 18 for ED and the DMRG, they have results agree with each other within other bar. I'll show you explicitly other bar next, in the next slide. Then the main result is the distribution function deep in the MBR phase is independent of system size. For n equals 72, you get same distribution. And the only difference is the other bar here is much larger, the, near the tail of entropy distribution. The bound dimension we use is around 48 to 72, but for the rare event, we had to keep up around 200 configurations. Yes?
So the largest system size shown there, 72, it seems to me that the tail is lifting.
It's not, it because first I did 30,000 configuration. Then you only have around 10 or 20 configuration here. And you have a lot of data in between, it's zero. So it's a statistical fluctuation. So here I show explicitly the other bar. The other bar is much larger than mean for the tail of the entanglement entropy distribution. There are some exact calculation which shows the similar entanglement distribution, entropy distribution. So we can use that to follow the evolution of the state. For H equals 6, which is closer to the transition, where we show the DMRG results, we only can do in like 30,000 for the system configuration for system size n equals 30, while we have much less data for other system size. Basically, you still can do larger system size. The entropy distribution still follows as exponential tail into the larger S region. When we go to H equals 4, I can only show you exact diagonalization calculation data, where you see that the tail becomes close with the N, and it's indicating the entropy may have different behavior than the entropy for the MBR phase. That by also looking at the other distribution functions, for the SZ and also spin-spin correlation function, we feel there is an intermediate region which is at the thermal side. The entropy there is already very sensitive to the system size. It goes with system size. And for H bigger than 4, especially for H star from 5, you are deep in the MBR phase. Then for smaller H, you are in the localized phase. So the critical region is something we are trying to improve our DMRG to get more understanding. And for the rest of time, I want to briefly talk about the DMRG study at a lower energy density. The early results are at the band center. So here, and there is a question mark for exact diagonalization. If you fix on H equals 3 but use lower energy density, it suggests you have MBR phase. Then in the serious expansion, it's not sure because that tells you the lower bound of the transition. Overall, this is the region we can do a good work with DMRG. But it's different from previous talk. We are still doing the excited, like thousands of the state. It's not the lowest field excited state. So here we fix the energy density equals 0.05. For n equals 18, we get the results here. The ED and the DMRG agree with each other precisely. When we increase system size, we see a strong enhancement of entanglement entropy at the larger S side. This enhancement is much easier to be detected in our DMRG because here it starts to close up at this intermediate S, which is where the DMRG can do better calculation than near the tail of the distribution. So this one shows the accuracy of the method in compared to the exact diagonalization. Let me finish my work with the last slide. This is 1/2 entanglement entropy as a function 1/n. Exact diagonalization give us those data. They are very flat, where you can, if you do the scanning, it can only be MBR phase. When you reduce 1/n, you see the goes up of entanglement entropy. If you do the plot of entanglement entropy per site, it indicates the S over N, we go to the non-zero value. But we do think that is not in the scanning region yet. That may just go up to reach the entanglement entropy of thermal value. We do not know about that. Our results just indicating for the study of the mobility age, we need to reach much larger system size in order to make a conclusion. But very likely, the exact diagonalization identified the mobility age, and the MBR phase below mobility age has a strong finite size effect. So we are this is ongoing work. Thank you.
Okay, so questions.
So in this there is an intermediate regime you just mentioned. If I go from that intermediate regime towards the thermal phase,
yes.
And if you look at the entanglement entropy as a maybe entanglement entropy density, can you look at the does it have any singularity as a like if you take derivative of entanglement entropy as a function of disorder, one expects that because if it's a phase which is not ergodic, it must have a by definition, it has a phase transition to the ergodic phase, which should be singular, because if we define the difference of entanglement entropy from the thermal entropy, that function is zero on one side, it's not zero on the other side.
Yeah.
So what kind of singularity?
So in that region, we do not have any more data than the Lewis etale. What that showed is that causing point. So we don't know if there is a singularity.
So you were mentioning that DMRG can be biased, but you choose just one eigenstate for each realization. How do you make sure that, again, you don't choose the least entangled state in an energy window you are targeting?
Yeah, we did a lot of comparison with the exact diagonalization. Then we show those distribution function, and they seem to indicate intrinsic behavior of the large system in the MBR phase.
I see. And the second question is non-monotonous tail of entanglement in this picture for H equal 4. Is it physical or it's still within an error bars?
There is a huge error bar. However, in this region, error bar is about the width of those plot. Only in this tail you have error bar. So error bar coming from even you do 100,000 configurations, you still don't have enough configuration near the tail. Yeah, exactly. That's what we are trying to improve it. We think it's a robust feature. It's getting flat around here.
What is the error on eigenvalues?
As about an eigenvalue, right? So for
let me ask. So can one, in principle, take this method and study level statistics by computing?
No, I don't think so. We are doing approximation to the energy eigenvalue. The larger the system becomes, the approximation is larger. But the method gives you minimum entangled state. It's an MPS state instead of a so-called superposition state in some of other DMRG methods.
So this is sort of a follow-up to Vedika's question. So in these plots you're showing where the standard deviation comes down, is that the standard deviation of H or the standard deviation of H minus E squared? this up here.
Edge.
That's
yes.
The standard deviation.
Yes, it's edge, standard deviation of edge.
Okay.
Yeah, so then that's the small box, it's the energy difference.
But this power plot is the standard deviation.
Yes, of edge, everything is edge. So we always use two Hamiltonian, yes, sorry.
Just a suggestion, when you're dealing with small numbers, it's better to do integrals of P of S rather than P of S itself.
Uh-huh.
Your error bars will be much smaller.
Right.
So integrating from the error.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, we should do that. Thank you.
Just a very quick technical question. H minus E squared is not a local operator. How do you deal with that in DMRG?
Oh, so our goal is to get the eigenstate of H. So we do not really deal with H minus HT squared. In non-source, we just do two multiplication of H minus ET. So H minus ET is a local operator, local Hamiltonian. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so if there are no more questions, let's thank Donna again.